The early sales figures are in for the most hyped product of the year, Apple's iPhone. You might recall it went on sale at the end of June. Turns out the biggest news for Apple's third quarter results was the extraordinary growth in Mac computers, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Apple's quarterly profit, $818 million, or 92 cents a share, was far more than analysts had expected. The big drivers, iPods and Mac computers. As Gene Munster, a senior analyst at Piper Jaffray, notes, Mac sales were up 33% from the same period last year.
It was a phenomenal display on the Mac side. It really focused investors back to what really matters, which is the Mac business over the next several years. And in our estimation, they gained more market share than they have in the last 5 years on the computer side, getting themselves to 3% global market share, which basically is the highest it's been in 10 years.
iPod sales were strong too, up more than 20%. With respect to the iPhone, only 30 hours worth of sales were reflected in the quarterly results. 270,000 devices were sold. While some analysts had predicted much higher numbers, Apple CEO Tim Cook told a conference call that it was a great start for the iPhone.
However, our primary focus is not on initial sales. We're focused on building a third great business for Apple over the long term.
It took Apple more than a year and a half to reach 1 million iPod sales. The company hopes to shatter that pace with the iPhone, selling its 1 millionth iPhone by the end of September and 10 million in 2008. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.